Coffee Club, Coffee Club. Grind your beans and grab your favorite mug. It's Ollie Morgan, George and Gus. It's them boys from Coffee Club. Boys from Coffee Club.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. Today we are filling in, Dylan and I. We're still joined by Morgan and George. But yeah, just switching the roles.
Takeover. Today.
Yeah.
Came in.
Why'd you hop in, Morgan? This is
let me cook over here. Right. Saw a free seat. Asked Morgan if anyone's ever sat here. They haven't, so we're just hostile takeover.
Hell yeah. Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Do you want to introduce us?
I did.
Oh, sorry.
Were you not listening?
Sorry.
Wow. So he switches seats and he thinks he owns the show.
I'm just confused as if you're playing a character or you're being yourself.
I'm playing a character.
So who are you playing?
I'm Morgan.
And so then
I'm Morgan today, and we're joined by Morgan as well.
Okay.
It's a little confusing.
Unless you
there's
want
like
to play a character.
I can be Kai.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
This
I love the OAC.
A little higher.
I love training with
there
the guys.
Do you want
every
some helium?
Session is so easy. I'm crushing it right now. I'm going to go win Milrose.
I think that's Dylan.
I went a bit British there at the end.
What?
My accent went a little British. Sorry. Yeah. Continue on.
That's okay.
You're doing
it's
great.
Brisbane's very posh. Little bean shout out for all the fans in Boston. We've heard that there's a lot of beans given out to Ollie over there. So thank you guys. Let's start it off.
That was an incredible intro.
Thanks, guys.
what do you got lined up for us today? What are
just,
we going
to
cover?
Just look at my notes that I wrote down. Let's talk to Dylan over here.
Oh, what's up?
Training. It's been a while since you were on the podcast. How's training been going? Big workouts?
It's been good, man. I've been training like solely with Kai, I feel like. Like just so much work with Kai.
What a beautiful guy. Can I just
honestly,
hop in?
He got a bit old after a while. The first couple of weeks were cool, but
I was thinking about how it was crazy the fact that if you didn't join the team, Kai would have just been training on his own this whole time.
That is very good.
Oh, yeah. I'm very grateful.
Would have switched, you think? You think he would have went more with a
he probably would. You probably would have linked up with the mid-D guys more.
I think you would have just run a half marathon. Yeah.
I think it would have been straight to the roads.
That does make sense, actually.
Dang.
Yeah. There's a nice bromance forming between Dylan and I. A lot of back and forth banter.
It's more a one way bromance, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Training's been good though, dude. I think I'm excited for Milrose. I mean, Kai's been killing it. I've been with him every day, so he's about to do something crazy. But I think most of the boys are in like a pretty good spot. I think.
Yeah.
And it kind of showed this past weekend. A lot of the boys kicked it off with some really good results.
Let's just go straight into it. Robert Farkin. What a beast of a man.
Yeah, he was in crush mode. I think we were all talking to him last week before he went to race at BU. I think we talk about this on the podcast last week, George, how we didn't get into New Balance and how that was kind of a travesty. I think we might have mentioned it.
Oh, him not getting in? Yeah.
So instead he had to go crush
at
BU.
That was ridiculous.
Ridiculous that he didn't get in, and then he was like, his mentality was sick though. He was like, yeah, I'm just going to go try run super, super fast. And we were like, all right, go get it, Tiger. And that's exactly what he did.
I honestly almost think BU was the better option after watching both races.
I mean,
they didn't get the standard. They didn't get the standard
than they did.
The New Balance.
I think he already had the standard, but
he did, but
he got it there and had a great rate. That's such a big confidence booster for him coming off. He's coaching switch up and everything, so
especially leading like as soon as the pacer dropped off, like
yeah,
takes a lot more effort and
takes some big cojones, some big balls. And
my favorite part was his interview, easily.
What did you like about it?
Well, the fact that it was Jonathan Gault was kind of funny because I couldn't tell if fucking had ever even met Jonathan Gault before. Whoa. Like I don't know if he'd had a Let's Run interview before.
He's probably seen that beautiful bald head somewhere.
I feel like he's only like in America, so I don't see why he would.
Just world champs and Olympics, he's out for sure.
And I feel like Jonathan Gault was asking him, was like trying to get like sus answers out of him, but Robert was just giving the most wholesome answers every time.
Yeah.
And like I feel like Jonathan Gault was like digging for some dirt on either one of the teams that he'd either left or just joined. Or like,
that's what I would do as a reporter.
Especially if you work for Let's Run too. But Robert was just giving such lovely, wholesome answers about America and the team.
I feel like you're feeling after you have like a massive, like really strong race to start the season and you get interviewed, like, oh, you're just going to be way more wholesome.
He was just in the best mood too.
Oh, yeah. America's great, man. I love it. Like,
what's different? Everything.
So if you haven't seen that interview, you should go watch it.
Yeah, I watched just the start of it, just when he was talking about it. I just wanted to see his vibe because I thought he was going to be... I couldn't tell if you would be happy or annoyed, and I guess he's both, obviously, that you came second to Ethan Strand. And I don't know, do you guys think, would you be... Is it a good feeling to help someone else run 3:48, to help something historic like that happen, or does that just mostly just piss you off?
I think when you get the German record, like... it's still a huge win for you, but at the same time, it's like you did do a lot of the work and you have helped a guy, but it's like when you're running that fast, can you be that mad?
I think you'd feel all right about it. It'd be you. Yeah. Maybe if you'd like had lost out on like the Wanamaker Mile or something, or like a big race, a Diamond League, but like winning BU, it's not really going to change your career much.
Yeah. I guess the intentions are different there.
A little bit.
Earlier in the season, it would change. Like, if it's, like, late in the season and you lose to someone, I feel like it's more. But early in the season, it's like, you go try to...
That's a great point.
Thanks, guy. Thanks, Morris. yeah, no, I think, I don't know. Early in the year, it's like you try to go hit good times, get the year start off well, and stay healthy. And I feel like he did all this. So it's a good start.
I also felt like this is, like, sort of Falcon's introduction to, like, U.S. track fans.
Yeah. And like I don't that, know. Who's that beautiful guy leading the race?
Yeah. That's like, obviously, we've known about him for a few years, like, through On and OAC and everything. But I feel like a lot of people in the U.S. would only really, like, have a rough idea of who it was.
They would mostly know him through his last name.
Yeah. yeah, true.
Through the Falcon Hall memes.
But, like, probably hadn't seen an interview, probably hadn't seen him run at BU. So this is, like, his intro, and it was...
Or, actually, you guys don't even... I don't think we've talked about this once since... Robert joined the team, but he's used to be so much more like prominent on Instagram, like in terms of the reels he used to post. I don't know if you guys ever used to see them, but like the first time we ever encountered him, aside from running, was he used to just crush Instagram with these like motivational reels.
I mean, actually, even before he was with On, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Way
yeah,
back.
They were actually, yeah, they were pretty funny. No, I forgot about those. Just your classic black and white motivational.
Yeah, reels. like a boxer type like speech going in the background. They were sick.
Well, I know what I'm watching pre-race now.
Dude, yes. When I first joined, we followed each other and I looked and I was like, wait, this guy's got like 120 some thousand followers. I was like, what's going on? I went through some of
like
the reels.
You saw them?
Dude, I was like, there's so many.
You
like,
understood?
All the time.
They're like white frames around the photos too. Yeah. So you know it's like legit.
Everyone's got like their own thing. Like Joe has his too on his Insta stories. It's always like smaller pictures around, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, who started doing that first on the team? Was that a Joe thing?
Which?
The, like, specifically on your Instagram stories, making, like, the picture smaller? Because I feel like Ollie does that a lot as well.
Like, really small?
Not really small, but just, like, half the size of, like, the...
Of a normal person's.
Of the phone, like, the frame. Oh. Do you know what we're talking about, George?
I mean, I've seen Joe's stories.
Because Ollie does it as well.
Yeah.
I thought that's what most people did on their stories.
I haven't noticed a difference either.
Is it smaller? What are, do other people not make them small?
Not as small.
Yeah.
So Joe's just
this is real.
He wants people
right
to
now.
Work to look
very small.
No, it looks good though. Like, it's
artistic.
It's a good look. Yeah, yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah. With the 10 emojis.
Yeah.
the massage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He definitely captured that. That's his own thing now.
Yeah.
That over. But
and then we got the women's mile at BU, won by Elise 4:20.
Yeah.
Another fast race.
That's pretty sweet for her, I reckon.
A good double too, man. I mean, like, she had a heck of a weekend.
Yeah. She just took over after the pacer, similar to Falcon, but then just absolutely dropped the shit out of everyone.
420 I think she won by so quick though.
5 seconds, 6 seconds.
4:20 is like so quick to just go and run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Making it look easy.
What is the US indoor women's record is probably really quick for Milrose. It's probably close to like the outdoor record. It's probably 4:16, 4:17 or something. I would not be surprised.
It's definitely pretty fast.
Yeah.
It's got to be
Dylan, you
somewhere.
Should know. You're the American here.
I have no clue. I'm lost.
That's why we brought you on.
that's my only
American
job
correspondent. Dude, our man on the ground. Our man on the inside.
Dylan's just waiting for us to switch away from running.
No.
He's begging for
I'm
it.
I'm locked in. I've got certain things.
Okay. Whenever you want to cut away to a non-running topic, I'm still, my head is still thinking about George's non-running topic. I'm excited for whenever that comes up.
Let's go.
Oh, the one I took, one from Dylan?
Yeah. No, that was his.
Should we just do
it? Let's just go straight into it now. Just straight from BU to George.
Intermission.
Dylan, what did you bring up right before we started?
I brought up how eggs are, I don't know how everyone says it, so I feel like I say it weird, but like eggs are like super expensive. Like very expensive.
How are you feeling about that?
Honestly, like I don't have feelings towards it, man.
Tell us how you really feel.
Are you not feeling affected?
No.
So Kai and Morgan seem to be taken by surprise by this topic. Are you guys feeling affected?
I'm not an egg guy.
I don't look at the price of my eggs.
Actually, I did know that about Kai.
I'm not going in and being like, oh no. Like, for me, I'm buying eggs.
Why are
once
they?
Once a month for sure.
Eggs are such a staple to me. I just buy them no matter what.
Which ones are you buying?
I get the, see, okay, this is contentious. See, I go Vital Farms, but then I see all this stuff online about how bad they are. Yeah, about the cholesterol levels in them and stuff. But also, I'm confused. Okay, this is an extra layer. So the Colorado egg thing. I thought that maybe it was just a Whole Foods thing, but I thought that there was a law that came into place in Colorado at the start of this year that all eggs had to be cage-free. But it's clearly not the case because I'm seeing a lot of eggs that come from chickens that are in cages. But I thought that was like a thing that was happening in Colorado. Is it not?
I think that is a thing. Maybe they're just
slow down.
Is that what they meant by cage free?
I think they are cage free, but they're just like, the cheap ones are like barn eggs, aren't they?
Okay, fair. I don't know.
Okay, but they're expensive because of the bird flu. That's
what it was. I forgot why.
Dylan thought it might have been the truck that crashed in California.
Bird
flu has been ravaging U.S. chickens for like the past year, I think.
Really?
They just have to cull like millions of them.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a political thing.
Yeah, I thought it was political. I was scared to talk.
See, when Dylan brought it up, I thought you were jokingly trying to bring up a political thing because that's what everyone jokes. They say Trump's going to bring down the price of eggs.
Yeah. It's reached crazy levels, though. You want to hear what just happened today? I don't know if we're going to be very affected by this, but if you eat eggs at Waffle House, they're charging you an extra 50 cents per egg.
That's a crazy
if you order something
surplus,
with eggs.
Surcharge. Jeez.
Isn't that wild?
Wow, eggs really. But the thing is, coming from where we come from, isn't it like when you first came to the US, wasn't it crazy how cheap eggs were?
Eggs are very expensive.
Compared to...
couldn't tell you. Again, still sorry, hasn't changed my mind. But.
Eggs are a lot more expensive back in Australia and New Zealand. But they're also, okay, not to anger you, Dylan, on behalf of America, but they're probably a lot higher quality.
Dude, that is messed up.
They probably come from happier chickens.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know.
More freedom.
But
more freedom.
I don't know.
I also don't feel, I'm not going to stop eating eggs, but.
I can't.
Yeah, I feel like that's just a non-negotiable in my diet. And I'm prepared to pay a premium for good eggs.
What type of eggs are you buying?
I'm a big fan of the Sprouts pasture raised. Whatever those
sounds
ones are.
Fancy.
Yeah, it does sound
I
fancy.
Got an idea for you.
They're less fancy than Vital Farms, I think.
Oh, really?
But maybe just because they're Sprouts.
What
brand.
Are we talking, like, a price per dozen?
I try and get the 18 at Sprouts because that's normally a good way to do it because I go through a lot of eggs. I want to say... I just went yesterday, but they didn't have them, so I bought 2 dozen of the other ones. They were also the same, but they were more... I want to say, like, $8 for 18 or something.
That's
kind of good.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
For like
sounds very expensive. And decent I
eggs.
Think
for 18.
I think that's purely because
that shows how
in Australia.
That like, shows that you just don't
I
buy
don't
eggs.
I don't buy eggs in America.
What are you? What are you eating instead of eggs?
Chicken.
Just going straight to the source. why eat the egg? We just eat the chicken.
It's just a grown up egg, basically. That's the way I see it.
Why don't you just go to a hotel in the morning? And just walk in like you have a room. Just take some eggs, man.
You seem like the type of guy that would do that.
This is why Dylan lives away from
no,
us.
No. I've actually had this thought of like, do you think people actually like that's a real thing? Like,
definitely,
you think people do that.
Definitely, easily.
For sure. You just walk in like you have a room. Go
well, because like okay, so I've done that. Say if my parents are staying at a hotel.
Whoa. Okay. Hang on. Why'd you look at me and say you seem like that type of guy, and then you go, I've done that.
No, I'm saying
it's really mean, Kai.
Apologies. So I guess I'm maybe I'm the more the type of guy, but I've done that when my parents are staying at a hotel and no one ever like even looks at you. Yeah. So it's like, okay, so you could just do it.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be different if you were sitting in your own.
How many plus ones do you get to bring to a hotel before they call you out?
Yeah, then, or how many days in a how many days in a row do you pull up in the morning before you're like,
this guy's been.
That's
here for
only
three
if you're
years.
At the one where you don't have to give your room number though. You know, sometimes they have a breakfast, you have to do that.
That's true.
Or do you just
you have to know?
You just send it and just pick a room.
I think you could do that too. Like, or you walk in, you're like, oh, I'm just gonna go back like to the workout room real quick, and then you
just
bring
your
out.
Plate from yesterday, so it looks like you're going for seconds.
Just walking with the
leave
suitcase.
Leave it in the garden, just outside the door.
Could you imagine just pulling up, having a suitcase always in your car? Someone comes in, why'd you got that there? Well,
all right, last bit on this, because I feel like, well, we've got a resident American in the house. Waffle House, Denny's, or IHOP, or an alternative, gosh, if you had to. I
like
actually want to know. I
like Waffle
know.
House.
Really?
I like Waffle House a lot.
I thought Waffle House
I've never been to Waffle House.
I thought that was like the trashy one.
That's what I thought.
It's just, when I grew up, it was more IHOP, but like as I went to Tennessee, I feel like the more south you go, the more Waffle House it becomes.
It's more a southern thing, huh?
Yeah.
So, there's a Waffle House here.
Really?
Well, there's one in Longmont.
Really?
Yeah, but I wouldn't go now because you'd go to pay 50 cents an egg.
Ridiculous.
We'll just get some pancakes, man.
True. Are those three places all 24 hours? Or like open 24 hours?
I know IHOP is, I assume. I think Waffle House is, right?
That's
I think Denny's kind of is.
Because there's always the fantasy challenges.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like 24 hours in there.
I think Denny's is.
What, you just have to be in there for 24 hours?
And every pancake you eat's an hour off. That's like a huge fantasy punishment.
Yeah, you've never heard of that.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, so the number of pancakes you eat, then you can leave early?
Yeah, so like if you eat 5 pancakes, you have to do 19 hours.
That sounds
God
crazy.
Damn.
Yeah.
How long do you think it'd take you?
What?
How quickly are you getting out of there?
Have you done this?
No, but like the pancakes are big.
They are big, huh?
Yeah,
I've seen
like
them.
That one would fill you up.
What you giving yourself, George?
One per hour. No. That would just be 24 hours still. If I could.
No, it'd be 12. It'd be 12.
Oh, you're...
Shit, smart boy, right?
Wow!
Yeah.
Shit, I feel so.
Wow!
We're gonna cut that bit out.
That's good.
We're gonna cut that bit out.
Dude, no one saw that one coming. No one saw that one coming.
Yeah,
that
dude, I got it before the Stanford guy got it over there. I'm happy, man.
Halfway through saying it, I knew it was wrong, but I still thought it'd be funny because 24 pancakes. Like, yeah, 6 maybe.
Yeah, I think 6 and 7's like par.
Is how many hours you're in there? Like you're
no, how many
no.
pancakes you're
Oh, I was going to say. I was like, yeah.
There's
I
no chance I'm eating 18 pancakes.
I thought that's what you were saying. I was like,
in the first impressive. 6 hours.
Yes. That's crazy.
That's
because you got
to be like a professional eater for that.
Maybe 8, because then you've got 16 hours to eat 8 pancakes. That's pancake.
You still get 8 hours of sleep.
That's a pancake every 2 hours.
Like you get a nap in there. A nap in there would definitely help.
Do they just let you do that? What are the limitations?
Instead of bringing water, they just bring a blanket and a pillow.
All right, next. Yeah. Is this for the fantasy draft order? Is that what you said it's for?
Yeah, like the person who loses.
It's a punishment.
Oh, punishment.
Like yeah.
I thought you meant it was for like the draft order. Like everyone goes.
That'd be crazy.
And like whoever leaves first is like gets the first pick.
No, I feel like that's like... You always see on like TikTok, just someone being like, "Yo."
Speaking of, you didn't lose. Speaking
lose.
Of Colin. Speaking of fantasy loss, and did we ever congratulate Kai? Yeah.
No, not officially on the podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Did make
winning
it.
OAC fantasy
major
while
comeback.
While picking Christian McCaffrey with his first pick, and obviously that was a terrible idea.
I just wanted the Stanford spirit on my team. You know. All-time great.
Here we go. Yeah.
So you're saying you wouldn't have won without him, just on your bench?
Yeah, I just picked him for the bench.
He's a culture guy. He's a glue guy.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Dylan gets it. I mean, we saw his team took over from...
Well, I think I actually won a little bit too because I traded with Kai, so he had a couple of my players.
That's
so
true.
In that way, I like kind of...
So you guys colluded.
The sun god.
That makes you an idiot because you gave him the place to win.
No, honestly...
he would never have made the playoffs.
Honestly, my team...
It was like mathematically out.
He still didn't make the playoffs. So
no, I was...
So why would he then give you his best players?
It helped me knock it last. It helped me knock it last.
I gave Dylan depth.
He gave me a good player, yeah.
No, it is all about team culture, though.
It is.
Kai and I learned that if you give your players nicknames... they play way better.
Yeah, I was actually very lucky when I went up against George that his best player didn't have his greatest game as kicker. Chris Boswell. Chris Boswell is going round one next year. Just mark my words.
He better be. He was tight end one. He was like higher than tight end one through like halfway through the season.
Ridiculous.
Did we play each other in the semifinal?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was when Montgomery got hurt for the season two. Yeah. No, Kai deserved it. Kai deserved it. I feel like I deserve some kind of prize for having the highest week of the year, though.
That's true.
That just legendary 210-point week.
That was incredible.
Did you get your headphones?
Yeah, I did. I still haven't got the pick the time of practice. Don't know if that one's ever showing
training
up.
Training camp.
How are the headphones?
Training camp.
Headphones true. Good?
Yeah, they're great. I mean,
you wear them all the time?
Yeah, I kind of just rotate them in.
He sleeps with them now.
Yeah. It's just permanently on.
Do you send like a thank you to Christian McCaffrey? Like you send him an Instagram message? Or something?
No, I sent him a letter.
Oh, yeah. Handwritten.
Yeah, handwritten.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
Anyway, back to the running, to the running topics again.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just finish out the BU meet. I was looking here. Nikki Hiltz, 8:32 in the 3K. I
mean, crushing.
That's baller.
That's ridiculous. Like,
pretty sure their last lap was outrageous. That was so far behind Linden for like with like 800 to go, 600 to go, and then I'm pretty sure that they closed in like 29 seconds.
Sheesh.
There's definitely some bros not closing in 29 in the men's races in 3K.
I've closed in not 29 before.
Oh, plenty.
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about the ones I haven't.
I know that the last time Kai was at BU. That's so fast. Like,
yeah,
that's very speedy.
That's impressive.
It's too easy.
Yeah, the 5K, Coach Taylor show, took over. Yeah, it's about everything.
Is it official? Is Diljit's training group announced, or is it just still soft?
No, I think it's
unofficial.
Pretty,
I was confused by that.
Maybe soft launch, but it's hard launched on her Instagram as a Nike coach.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
That. Because I know, I don't know what the stats were exactly, but even I think it was Ella Donahue, who was second. Like she was up there, ran really quick around 14:50. She's also Was she previously Bauman?
No,
or previously
no,
Pete?
She was Union, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And now she's coached by Diljit in Utah as well.
I think there's going to be a hard launch of both teams because like Smith was a pretty soft launch too.
Yeah, but he hasn't like even started yet, has it?
Even less than hers.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
I don't know. Well, if she's talking about it, then that's all you really need to know. It's pretty official.
We'll talk about it still.
Because we had just a little behind the scenes for the listeners at home. When we had Woody on, we like talked about it a bit, and he like talked about it like just openly, like in the way that we would talk about it among ourselves, because it's just common knowledge. But he made me cut it out of the podcast because because he's like, I don't know if this is like official news yet, and I don't want to be the one to spoil it, you know.
So are you gonna have to cut that out?
Go on, let's go back to
we have no horse in this race. We can talk.
No. You clip Woody's bit back in right now. Put Woody's bit right here. All right, three.
Just to explain the context.
And then we have Woody
just to expose him.
Wow, great input, Woody. Thank you for that.
love it.
Then the men's side, we saw Dylan's boy Jimmy Gressier
Jimmy
absolutely kill it, and another French D2 guy, 13:02 in seconds. That was
13:02 is not bad, is it?
That's very
incredible.
Good.
Incredible. Also, the people were talking about the pacer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. What's the go on the rules there?
I don't know. From what happened with us, like I think I watched the race live, and then I was like, but I didn't watch the start of it. Like I didn't watch when the pacemaker was there. I just tuned in at the end. So then I was like, the race finished. Oh, cool! Like they ran good. And then we had a little message in our group chat from Joe, if someone's on top of things that are happening on the other side of the country. And find out via the internet.
He's got
Joe.
Sources everywhere.
And he said that apparently the whole field was getting DQ'd because the pacer had stepped off the track and then come back in. But they never got DQ'd, did they?
Not yet.
The Pacer did. So, like, when I looked up the results, it was like Pacer DQ'd for rule 3.6.1.2, I think it was.
Did and you look up the rule?
The only reason I remember that is because I looked up the rule. What and it, like, explicitly quote. Says, like helping, like, aiding with pacing. If someone steps off, like, gets lapped, it's like a DQ. But, wait, I mean,
break that
do
down.
They get DQ'd or should everyone who got helped? Because...
Yeah, why wouldn't everyone who got helped get DQ'd in that scenario?
Though? Yeah, because yeah. I mean, he...
We've got to read more of the rule book.
Yeah, well, the rule book doesn't like go into depth because it's, I feel like, something that hasn't really happened too yeah. frequently.
Well, why wouldn't everyone do that then?
Because exactly.
It's definitely
no.
illegal.
Yeah, it's definitely illegal. yeah. If no one,
if it's intentional.
If anyone hasn't, at least. if anyone doesn't know what the hell we're talking about, the pacer, the first pacer of two went 2K, 1500,
yeah, I think
mile.
It was like,
probably
yeah,
a mile.
A mile.
Went through a mile. Stepped off.
He stayed on the track, apparently.
Yeah, but like he stepped off and we're like, all right,
lane four.
All right, we're never going to see this guy again. A lap later, it just comes back in like on a, like a, off a velodrome, just like from the top, just runs straight back in front of
the
first pacer.
Yeah.
Back to the front.
In front of the second pacer. And
I was watching, I was like, this is not fucking good. Like, I was like, why aren't people yelling at him? Like, why are they not yelling at him to get out of the way? Like, obviously, like Dylan said, that would happen in every single race in the entire world yeah. if that was legal. Yeah. You'd do lap in, lap out. Yeah. Like, obviously.
I mean, I feel like I remember like talking about it, like for 10Ks, like just joking, like, oh, we could run super fast. We only need two paces and they just do 400s.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's Kipchoge 101.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Paces in and out.
So...
Yeah, I wonder if it's a case of, like, because, like, no one put in a protest against them, and then because it wasn't intentional, they didn't want to be mean to them. But I think you would have to have grounds. If someone benefited from it, and then someone outside of the race maybe got disadvantaged by it, like an example that was brought up in training was someone missing out on a spot at yeah. Nationals or something, surely in that case, something has to be done.
Yeah.
An NCAA spot?
Because, I mean, sure, he, like, only helped out for, like, one or two laps, but... He also helped the other pacer, who then could have got
yeah.
two laps further there and just strings everyone along. Yeah. Like, if I'm coach of number 17 on the indoor qualifying list, I'd be, like, livid.
Mm-hmm.
If I mean, some that guys could happen at, like, world standard, though. Like, you got
yeah,
world
I mean,
standard
Jimmy got the world standard by, like, less than half a second. You could argue that half a second... It was because the pacer came
yeah, I might put in a protest, actually. Now that we're talking
that's
about
actually,
it.
That's a spot of worlds right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Check back in next week.
we'll talk to Jimmy.
Yeah, you guys talk to him.
We'll talk to him. Yeah.
See what's up.
If people were saying that's the kind of thing, like, Jimmy would have like, yelled at him, oh, yo, bro, get back in.
You never know.
Jimmy's freaking wild, but I'm sure that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But that was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Gave us something to talk about, which is fun.
Yeah.
Elsewhere in the world, we had George Mills run a 7:27 for the European record.
Do we know what the European record was before?
Not indoors.
I thought that Mokatir ran super quick indoors in a 3K. Am I wrong?
He definitely.
I thought he was behind when they broke the. He was behind.
He was.
When they broke the world record, but maybe he didn't run that quick. Maybe he was like 4 seconds back and he ran like 7:28.
No, he ran 7:24, 100%
indoors.
Yeah. Did he lose that?
Did it get voided, yeah.
Did he lose that performance?
I feel like that was a while ago, though. That was before his medals and stuff, I think. I don't know.
Wait, he didn't get the European record. Didn't he just get the British record?
Yeah, it might just be the British
record. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he didn't get the European record.
Never mind. Yeah,
he just got British.
Wikipedia says Mokatir, 7:24.
He got Josh's British record, which was, I think, his 3K split at Milrose.
Really? I guess that makes sense.
I don't know how Mo Farah hadn't run faster.
Times now are
they
just
didn't
like
try
incredible.
The same
did
back
did
then.
Did he just not try?
He had a couple of indoor ones. I think he went for the 2 mile world record at one point, but not compared. Like, even them, the records were 10 seconds slower. You
like,
know?
How is George Mills impressive. And Josh Kerr running faster than Mo Farah?
Times have changed.
That's when you realize something's like, it really is a different era.
Are these guys in line for knighthood then? At what point?
Josh Kerr doesn't need that on his ego. God damn.
That'd be a sick YouTube video, though. I got knighted.
I would click.
I would click also.
Eugene, that's... Let's just name this this episode of the podcast is bad. Just see how many clicks we get.
Just as a little test run for Joshko when he does get and he wants to make it into. Yeah.
You're welcome. Can we take royalties off that?
That YouTube video is going absolutely viral.
Yeah. We also had the return of Shelby Houlihan in the 3K at Arkansas.
Crushed it.
Legendary.
As well.
Yeah. Great debut. Can you call it a debut again?
I don't know if you can.
She's reborn. Shelby is reborn.
Re-debut.
8:31, winning by, didn't she win by like 30 seconds as well?
Plus, like 35, which isn't that a whole lap?
Yeah, she lapped second, I heard. I heard she did. Second.
God damn.
I think everyone knew that was coming, but still for it to happen is still crazy.
Yeah.
Like it makes sense, but at the same time, you're like, wow.
It's not shocking, but it's like, damn, that's impressive.
Do still we think one. She tried to get into Milrose?
Is she not in Milrose? What's her next race? Is it she going to BU, isn't she?
I think I saw BU.
She definitely would have tried to get into Milrose. Oh, I think she would have. Why not? She just wants to race like as much as she can right now.
Too many people, too many eyes. I don't know.
Is she going to do USAs? That's the one they can't keep her out of.
She's going to Worlds, no doubt. Yeah. Actually, I mean, there's other very good people. But the best 3K runner in the US is not running currently.
Yeah.
Because she's about to have another baby.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, who knows? She's going to line up to try make that team and go to China this year. If Shelby's there, she's definitely got an amazing shot.
Imagine if she won Worlds just off the bat.
The rest of the world would be so freestyle.
Oh, crazy.
The rest of the world.
That documentary was going to go crazy.
Actually went.
Do you think she's going to turn people back to her side? Do you think it's happening?
Yeah, I think over time people will. I think like whenever you start like running well, people love to jump on that.
Yeah, I feel like there'll always be doubters because I mean,
definitely
the only person who like truly knows whether she did or didn't like is her, and so I feel like you think if she was clean, how would she go to defend it? And she could very well be doing that exact thing, but if she wasn't, she might think the same thing, like what would I defend if I was? So
mm-hmm. Well, the better and more better you get, I feel like it just becomes more like either people love you or hate you.
Yeah,
like there's just less in the
so
middle.
True. So true.
I do think she's pretty likable in like at races, interviews.
Definitely everything like, up to that burrito story.
like I don't think she had many haters.
She's loved
for her as a person, like
she's
or a racer.
She's a badass.
Yeah, like aside from. This one thing.
One massive thing.
Like, because there's clean people that you're like, ah, oh, fuck, that dude's annoying. Or like that.
You're like Dylan.
Yeah. Whereas, like, can only think of good things about Shelby, aside from this one thing.
So when it must have been the episode that was just Ollie and I a few weeks ago. It was right when I think FlowCheck had maybe announced the documentary was coming out, and FlowCheck got a lot of backlash for giving her the time of day and giving her the media spotlight, considering that she does have a doping violation on the resume. And Ollie and I talked about how, like, should we talk about her? I don't know, but I feel like, I mean, we on this podcast, I guess we just talk about things that we would literally talk about, like, on a run. And that's definitely something that we would be talking about. I don't think we don't hold ourselves up to, like, some big journalistic standard or something like that. It's so interesting to us to see this thing play out, I think, no matter what you exactly believe. I mean, at the end of the day, as Kai said, like, no one actually knows the truth behind this one. But I'm very impressed by her. Like, I do have to say, despite everything, to be able to prevail and come out the other side very strong.
Yeah, I watched the like first episode of that like FlowTrack series last night on YouTube. And just some of the things, like, you have to feel bad for her, like, mentally. So that first, like, few years, she was just saying, had to train alone, work out alone, and she's not someone who's fueled on anger, apparently, and will get, like, to a hard point of a workout, and you can't help but think, like, why bother? Like, if you can't race for another 3.5-4 years, like, it's got to be some demons that are coming up, so... To come back and
it's too bad
that
she's
statement.
Not fueled by anger, because then she'd be running even faster right now. Yeah. She'd have a lot of fuel to run on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, I'm not gonna root against her. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna I'm not going to cheer for her over like teammates or obviously or anything, but like I'm not going to just want her to do bad in every race.
But you see how, do you see how from the outside someone would say that that's like you should because she has a doping ban? Because if it was a different athlete, you would root against them if they've come back from a doping ban and, you know?
Example?
Like
Justin Gatlin.
Justin Gatlin.
I didn't want, but he's also, he seemed like a dick.
Like the, I forget what country, that really good female 400 meter runner. No. Nessa? No.
Is she back from an open band?
I actually kind of get it though. Like in any sport, if someone gets like popped, like when they come back, it's probably like.
I'm saying I'm just going to be like fairly
neutral.
Let's say
Asbel Kiprop came back.
Did he come back?
Like successfully.
Did it just go bad?
I don't know. I don't know the story of what happened. Yeah. But let's say hypothetically he came back and he was winning medals. I think like people would be like, I root against him.
Yeah, shit. If she goes and wins medals, I'd be pretty questionable. But just currently, I'm like fairly neutral about her running good right now. What do you guys think? Like, do you want her to run bad every race?
No. I'd like to see like the good that like she's come back. It's a clean slate. Like she's served her ban and hope that she's. Either stays clean if she already was and was like a false positive, or turns a new leaf and starts being clean if it wasn't. So yeah. I don't think
there's like a, I hope it's good or bad. I'm just like kind of, it's like impressive after like that long, just being able to train like solo, do all that. I mean, that's just like an impressive thing. Like impressive.
It's going to also just gonna be a very interesting story to follow. Yeah. Like if she is truly competing for spots on teams.
Yeah. I mean, Kai's dialed in on that. The
documentary.
Yeah, I guess Kai can keep us informed.
I'll be back every week just for a little 2-minute segment.
Yeah. Just the updates.
Instead of Woody, it's just here's Kai.
The Kai clap.
But yeah, I think that's going to be the reality pretty soon. Without a doubt, I think she will be competing for spots because it doesn't seem like she's lost much from 4 or 5 years ago, which is crazy.
I mean, didn't Justin Gatlin come back and win Worlds?
He did that.
I guess so did Christian Coleman.
Yeah.
Okay, you're throwing a lot of Tennessee names out here. Seems personal.
You shouldn't have corrected him on those pancakes, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, the Shelby one is, I think, it's a very complicated situation. When Ollie and I, like when we talked about it, we did say we feel different about this one compared to other athletes, just because we know so much more about her and the situation. And I said this a few weeks ago when we talked about it. Like, I've had someone that I trust, like Woody, for example, tell me like he believes 100% that it wasn't intentional. And so if you believe that, you know, I guess it does make sense to have more sympathy for them.
Maybe that is the difference too. Like, I wouldn't say we're obviously not friends with her, but we're friends with friends of hers.
People that we trust really trust her.
Yeah.
That's something that we can say, you know?
And which is closer than we're ever going to get to an Asbel Kiprop or Nessa or any of those other people.
What about Mo Katia? That's our boy, right?
All right. That's probably enough Shelby's talk.
The other meet in Boston this weekend was New Balance. Seemed like a little bit of a different vibe in the BU meet, but still some good racing in there. Should we start with Ollie?
Yeah. Cool. Let me try give Ollie a little phone call, see what he's up to, because he is staying in Boston right now. Yeah. Because he's doing the back to back. The whole crew of ours, I think we mentioned this last week. We have a whole crew doing the back to back racing New Balance and Tamura, so the five of them are staying over, which is pretty sick to be able to do. See if Ollie picks up here.
This is a tough look if he doesn't answer, man.
Do you want me to call him?
Let's see who answers first. Yo, what is up?
Who's that in my spot?
Oh, wait, it's me. Wait, it's Dylan. Which one's your spot?
With Dylan. Your ears must be burning because we were just talking about you.
Oh gosh, yeah. I don't know if that's good or bad. That's always something you question when you're here.
Yeah, Maya's now upset because Dylan has been on before Maya, and Maya twice. Yeah, this is true twice. Because you haven't been on. You've been on one. No, you haven't been on one. You did a call in.
Wait, hang on. Why is Maya upset that I've been on before? But like, what about Kai? Or
yeah it's my
what
second
about,
time
what about,
too.
What about Kai and stuff? Like in Olivia, like are you upset that they've been on before you? Yeah, so wait, so Dylan
Maya,
gets
Maya, if I go this right, I feel like you shut them down.
Oh, Kai's on as well. Kai's on as well. That's tough.
Kai's actually hosting today.
Yeah. Wait, can you?
Oh, Kai's hosting.
Did she reject? Is that?
I feel like
she did reject.
Feel like she had something on.
She said, "I'm too busy for these."
Yeah,
bitches.
I think her like friend was in town.
To quote.
Well,
so. That was the excuse she used.
Yeah. She's making that known, boys.
Oh, Harvard friends.
Well, we were given the rundown here in Harvard, knowing that me and Robert just felt very stupid everywhere we've been, particularly the business school. But Robert and I and Sage got into the business school today. It's fine.
I've heard it's pretty hard to get into that school.
Yeah, like,
You applied.
It didn't take very long, just a few days.
Wow, kudos.
Robert's so good looking that they just, all these people started to come up and ask him, like, you know, how his business school experience is going.
What
and
his stock
said,
portfolio
yeah, good.
Was like.
Yeah, exactly. How's your stock portfolio looking like? Yeah, but no, good vibes here in the Airbnb right now. We just got back from our double. So we're trying to decide whether to cook food or to just get takeout again. It's been a hard decision.
You guys should get some takeout.
Who would cook?
I think we're going to make Maya's boyfriend cook for all of us. So.
That sounds like the best.
Yeah, that sounds like a win. I'm good for that.
I might come over for
you. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, no, it's good vibes. Good vibes. So how's it going? How's it going in Boulder, Colorado?
It's great. Okay. I mean, feels like the squad's been cut in half, which I guess it has. But
a bit more enjoyable, though, this week, I'd say.
There's something about it. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
That joke didn't work on the FaceTime.
Yeah, he didn't even catch it, bro.
He's just not listening to us.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I just... We'll just walk over.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
What is this? Hi.
Hello, Maya.
Hey, Maya.
Hello. Do I have a question? Or?
Does this count as a first
no,
time?
No, yeah, wanted to know, like,
does this count as Maya being on?
Yeah, we don't need to have
Oh, wait, what was that doing?
Does this count as Maya being on?
Does this count as you being on?
No, not count.
Listening to this week's podcast with Maya Ramsey.
Enough, Robert.
I got a funny story for you guys today on our run with Robert.
It wasn't that bad.
So let me put the scene in. So no, this is on our new muscular run. We're running through Harvard. And me and Robert, you know, the running, we ran through Harvard and we're running around and there's a couple of puddles, a bit of ice, not very good running here in Cambridge, quite shit actually. And this guy runs past Robert and I and he says, we were overtaking him. And then this guy comes past, he has a Morton bottle in hand and he goes, watch out for the splash zone. And then he starts running and splashing in his puddles next to Robert, like ice cold water. He's just spraying Robert. And Robert just looks at him and goes, what the fuck are you doing?
That's amazing. I got to try that sometime.
Well, that was a good one.
He did give fair warning, it sounded like.
Yeah.
I mean, he said watch out.
Yeah, we didn't think he was actually going to splash him.
Was in the splash zone.
He'd go, and then Robert just goes, what the fuck are you doing?
That's a pretty good impression, actually.
But, no, it was a funny little answer out there. What?
All right,
can you ask him a question about the race?
New Balance Grand Prix, third place, 334 point something something. How was it? How are you feeling? Take us through it.
Yeah, thanks, George. terrible start for me, personally.
By your standards, true.
I was using this race as a confidence booster, and I thought, textbook George, I'm going to move through the field. So I eventually was able to move through. I thought I made some good moves through the race. And then once I got into next to Huey, whose brother, shout out to him, paced us the first 800, I got behind him, and I felt pretty confident that I was going to be able to progress. And then Grant Fishfingers just comes through and cuts me off, and then kind of slow down a little bit. And then I thought, okay, I can do this. Like I can go and kick again. And I just didn't have anything in the tank, but I came through and I feel like third was a good race. I wanted to win it, and I'm sure everybody else in the race wanted to win it, but I felt like for me, confidence wise, that definitely helped me feel like I could like progress to the race, because the past few races after the, in the outdoor season leading to the Dunlink final, I was just getting dropped and I couldn't really progress to my races. And then being healthy, having a good block of training, I felt like I ran through that race and made a lot of good decisions passing through, moving towards the top. And I was pretty happy with that. I feel like I can run a lot faster, and I feel like it's a really good rust buster. Rust is busted. It's busted all over the floor. And rust is busted, ready for Milrose 3K. I told Grant that I'm going for 7:21. So he's a bit scared about that, fish fingers, but it'll work out, and it'll be a great race. And we got about 7 bags of coffee from fans. A lot of people wearing Coffee Club t-shirts. We had guys that came in from Tennessee. Shout out Dylan Jacobs. They don't know who you are, but they know who George Morton is.
And wait, why'd you shout me out, though?
I love Coffee Club. Those shirts were epic. They were sick. And they wore that to the meet, and it was pretty epic, boys. I wish you were there for that. They were incredible, and it was a very cool thing that they did with the shirts. They didn't have merch. They made their own merch. But that was pretty awesome. The New Balance track, I don't like particularly, but it's like fast and slow, because the boys in the 3K absolutely crushed it. But everybody else kind of in any other race said they didn't like the track except for the 3K. So I'm not sure if it's like a preference thing or horses for courses thing. But yeah, I'm excited to run it at Milrose, because usually it's still pretty fun meet. And I know it'll be good times, good vibes. So.
You look strong, bro. Obviously a win would have been a nice way to start the season, but third is really solid. Did you what'd you put in White Castle's food the night before the race? Get him off track.
Yeah, dude. Interesting. Same with Jess Rehal. Jess Hull was
what did you call her? What did you call her? What did you just say?
You know beer halls, like the German beer halls?
Yes,
maybe.
Yeah, just beer hall.
I think the sound of the iPhone just made it sound like
I heard different as well.
moving on.
Back to White Castle.
No, but just beer hall was all good, and she seemed like, I think she had a sniffle or something like that from the travel, and then she kind of didn't run. Whiteman seemed fine, but then he said he had a knee niggle situation on his social media. I didn't get to talk to White Castle after that, but it was a shame. I was looking forward to racing him. But yeah, I didn't put anything any sooner unless Robert did. But Cozzy had a great run, Andrew Corskin, and then Cam Myers looking like a fresh out there.
Record.
Fuck,
yep, 7:33. He came up to me after the race. He said, "You can take that record. I'm going to take your record next week." I said, "All right, good deal.
Did he actually say that?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Man, he's freaking...
That'd be a good trade.
What a boisterous 17-year-old he is.
You're going to have to box Kai
he's,
for that.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. Sam Tanner, shout out to him. He said that George Beamish is always welcome at Tannerland, as well as the rest of the Coffee Club boys. Unfortunately, didn't have a great race, but he's doing well. He's doing photography classes, so he knows that you're a pretty handsome lad, George, so he might be taking some photos of you in the near future, just fair warning.
What? All right, good to know.
Yeah, good to know.
Thanks for the update. Yeah.
And everybody was asking about George and Morgan. No one really gave a fuck about Kai and Dylan, but everyone was asking about George and Morgan, seeing how you guys are doing and shouting you out and saying thank you for Coffee Club and all that you guys do. So that was very lovely to hear. They were also, of course, asking how Kai and Dylan are transitioning and looking forward to seeing you guys run that 3K and wax some competition.
They never said that.
Yeah.
Good save, Alex.
Good save.
Well done. They appreciate that. They need that confidence going into next week or this week.
Yeah. Well, I'm scared of them. I'm scared of both of them. So.
Shit. Well, yeah. George and I definitely wish that we could have been there with all those amazing fans. It did look like, from the Coffee Club side of things, an amazing vibe out there. And yeah, just to echo what George said, you looked freaking strong out there, moving through, very calm, very relaxed. So I think it bodes really well for you going into the 3K next week. And the 3K, it'll be a bit different, though. Just I think the field will have potentially like more depth, especially a lot more guys kind of getting off to some fast times at the front. Maybe Kai and Dylan will not listen to this part, but can you let us know what your plan is for next week?
Yeah, I think for me, get a better start. Okay. I think Kai and Dylan should also look into that factor. I mean, it's a deeper field. It's going to be harder to move through for sure. There will be a section of the field that can't maybe hang on to that hot pace, but if you're in a better position earlier on, it's going to be a lot more helpful for you near the end. And if you're not, you're just going to have to knuckle in and move through the field. And that's the plan there. I mean, it's not going to be a slow race. And if you stay with that front pack, you're going to run something special. And it'd be nice to get some big scalps. And I know the boys, Red Robinson and Dill Pickle Jacobs, are training amazingly right now. So it'd be nice to use that team camaraderie and knock down some fast times. So I think that's going to be my plan moving forward. Also, shout out to the Faro Cafe that Maya has graciously let us be able to go to. Is got some cool New Zealand mugs, George.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know how to say the brand, but starts with an A. You have the green ones.
Oh, Acme. Those are nice.
Acme.
They do have
Acme. Yeah, they have the Acme mugs there, and they're pretty sweet. And shout out to Cinta, her second cortado, she didn't put any sugar in it, and it was actually insane.
Whoa.
That was insane. That was insane, crazy. Morgan.
I've never seen that before.
Just have to report some of the info there. But
so, have you not been going
to Taint? I'm excited for the boys.
Have you not been going to drink it at Taint? No, Taint.
So Maya doesn't like Taint.
What?
Taint, I call it Taint because of the Gooch watch. Taint. Maya doesn't like Taint. She reckons it's overrated and it's a capitalist propaganda.
Maya does hate those capitalists.
I kind of want to ask her about it. Yeah, because you said Taint's overrated. Yeah, she reckons it's overrated and shit. I love it personally. Robert loved it. He thought it was great. It was fine. Yeah.
She's backpedaling.
Robert, what do you think? What do you think? Talking about Tate, what do you think?
Oh, Tate, great place.
Why'd that just give me like more at
Bobby?
Does he sound more German now or something? I swear he's like doing a character.
Over
FaceTime. Me and Robert have been annoying the absolute pants off the women. We keep doing the Borat expressions every time we're walking around. The
What's that like? Why don't you face, baby? Give me a smile.
We've been doing that pretty much for 2 days. So I think Sage is ready to kill us. So. And Cinder is hiding right now, so yeah, we've been good vibes, right, Robert? Yeah, they're great, fantastic, yeah,
amazing, so good. Well, Ollie, thank you so much for joining us, despite the fact that you're away on the other side of the country, doing exciting things over in BU, and best of luck for the big race coming up this week. Back to Milrose.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Robert.
What's saying?
Cheers.
No, they said good luck to you.
Thank you. Good luck to you, too.
Cheers. Cheers.
All right. What the fuck are you doing? All right. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Sounds good. He's still here.
Oh, man. I was like, at times I was like, I don't know if this is going to go well. And then it went really well. He's so good at talking.
Now that Ollie's gone, we can talk about your guys' race plans. Yeah. We can do a nice preview of Milrose now.
He's never gonna know. We do have to get through. Maybe we speed run. Well, slightly quicker the rest of New Balance.
Oh shit! There was New Balance.
Yeah.
Forgot we only
only covered the first race.
Ollie gave us.
No, we got the 3K too.
Ollie gave us a bit of a.
We didn't talk about
summary of
7:30 not being fast anymore.
Yeah.
From Hobbs. That's
man. That guy's got high standards, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But I can see, you can only say that in that race where you got beaten and like I think you expected to win, you know. If he had won by 10 seconds and run 7:30, then it's like, yeah, you ran really fast today. But I can only see it in the context of him getting beaten by 5 seconds and die. Like he didn't really die.
Especially when you jog
kicked.
It in.
Yeah, did he jog it in?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Unless he was that gassed, but I don't think.
He was lying on the ground after the race.
Yeah, that's true.
He seemed pretty tired.
Was his last 200 faster than Cranny?
No chance.
He was jogging.
I actually don't know, but it looked like he jogged it in, which I don't like to see, but he still ran 7:35 jogging it in. So
it's pretty crazy that Cam Myers is this his first like open record? It must be, right? He's ascended to now he's 17 years old, and now he's breaking like Australian open records. And you know, we've run indoor 3Ks before.
How many indoor races has he done?
That was his first one.
Yeah.
Last week.
Two.
And he's got a world record and an Australian record.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, him running 7:33, he can probably run such a quick mile. If the race plays out, like, I wouldn't even be surprised, you know, he could do anything at this point.
Yeah. Sure, he's breaking 350 for sure.
We'll see. So
if you want to finish in the top five at Millrose, I want to say you got to break 350.
You think it's going to be that deep this year?
I don't actually know. Yarra, Josh, Hobbs. Fucking, they're all breaking 350.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's four. So I'm saying six actually. You gotta
hopefully the pace is really on it. I guess it will be.
I'm gonna say the top six.
Okay, this is the question: if you have Yared and Josh, do you think Yared's gone behind the pacemaker, or Josh, or someone else? It's a tough one, huh? Do you think
Josh?
I think Josh
will probably go.
I think Josh is gonna do it.
You think he'll go behind the pacemaker?
And I think Yard's going to go right behind him.
I reckon Yard's more likely to go behind the pacemaker.
Because he thinks he can just run the legs off Josh, or because he thinks it's hard to pass indoors, or just because he wants to?
I think Yard potentially sees that. Oh, no, actually, he's had so much success sitting on Josh in the past.
I feel like Yard sits. Because, I mean, he's won it the last 2 years, so...
He's won it from the front title. Both times, though.
True. I feel like...
What if there's a game...
How far is the pacer going? That's the other question.
Can't be much more than 800, maybe a K.
Yeah.
Max, at that pace.
Because it is easier to defend the front in indoor.
Yeah.
So...
I think... Oh, it's so hard, because the thing is, both of them are at the level... So they're both at such high levels where, yeah, if you're leading, you do kind of give the other person... If you let them sit in behind you and you're trying to run really fast, they do kind of get the advantage of the getting pulled along. But then also, yeah, you do have the indoors. And if the pacer goes okay, then you have to lead three laps and hold the other person off. Like, that is doable. It's going to be a great race.
Yeah. Incredible field, man.
Thanks, Dylan.
Almost as incredible as your guys' race.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... They can't all be Dylan and Kai.
Yeah, you can't say that before, man.
Yeah. Will this be released after the race?
No, before.
Rip.
Yeah.
All right, I'm saying six people are breaking 350, how many people are breaking 7:30?
That's definitely harder.
I think six.
I think a lot are breaking 7:30.
Six people?
Yeah.
I don't think you guys know how hard it is to... I mean, Ethan Strand ran and Parker Wolf ran so quick, but I think it's harder to break 7:30.
Than 350?
I think, well...
Or just...
This is where my... Yeah, than 350. This is where my mind is at as well, as I really reliably... Like, all the guys that you mentioned that you think are going to break 350, like, I know that they can all... I know they're all in really good shape right now, pretty much. In the 3K... I guess we know that Grant's in really good shape. We know that you two are in really good shape. We know that Ollie's in really good shape. Colt, like, dude. See,
there's some wild cards.
Yeah, you just don't know. Like, Colt can probably run 7:25 on, like, his best day. But then,
So could Mohamed, probably.
Yeah, but then you just don't know, like, what they're bringing to the table on Saturday.
It's just one of those things where, like, every year it just gets faster and faster, though, and we've seen more like miles with deeper fields so far this year. And I think this is one of the earlier 3Ks with an extremely deep
field. So you think it's going to translate the same into 3Ks
now?
It's just
going to happen over time.
Yeah, looking at the list of names, like Jimmy, he could break 7:30 on the right day. I think it is just a bit harder, though. You got Wildershoot, Sean McGordy, who knows what shape he's in, Cooper Tia, Liam Murphy from Villanova. I don't know if... He'll probably be close to 7:30.
Like, he's pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, all he's the got a kids are now.
He has got a great last lap, but off 60s for six laps. That's pretty
hard. Yeah, everyone,
the good thing is that you're going to have a really good pacer in Grant Fisher, likely, because he will, assuming he does what he did last year, go to the front and run 59 points for as long as he can.
What if he doesn't?
Well, there's a couple.
It would be wild if he didn't.
Like, even wheelchair.
I know. It's hard to say with confidence,
but like,
isn't it?
But, like, I mean, he would always tend to take races, and he just, yeah, he's got the, I mean, aerobic base and just can go. I mean,
Jimmy just took the race, too. So,
well, after the pacer went off and came back.
Yeah. after the five paces.
Does Yard's record go down? 7:28 something.
Yeah.
I'm saying it does.
Dylan Jacobs record.
No, I think there's, like, in that deep of a field, you just, you always know the top's going to run something crazy. Like, no matter what.
That's, you're the top, bro. That's you.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in general, with that many, like, good guys, I mean, when you go on Instagram over the weekend, there's no doubt you'll just see, like, six different posts from six different races of, like, oh, my gosh, what just happened?
Yeah.
It's just, like,
indoors in a nutshell.
It just happens all the time.
Also, I think an easy comparison is last year's race, because this field is a lot deeper than last year's race. And last year, we ran, what did Grant run last year?
They split 7:30 and then ran 8:00. Well, I guess Josh ran 8 flat.
So that's probably worth 7:28 slash quicker. So I assume it's going to be the same level this year. I mean, you don't have, Josh Kerr. I mean, Josh Kerr went on to win gold at World Indoors. So I guess that is, like, a slight difference. But
what do you think sub 7:30 would equate to in the mile, then? If you think sub 3:50 is a little bit, or if sub 7:30 is a little bit harder than sub 3:50?
That's a tough question. Well, I'm kind of basing that off the fact that 3:50 is the qualifier for the 1500.
Well, isn't it
outdoors? Right. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like outdoors to qualify for Worlds. And so I would think that the time for the 3K, if you hypothetically could qualify for the 5K with a 3K indoors, would be more like 7:33, 7:32.
Really?
Like, pretty similar, I guess.
Yeah. What are the indoor ones again?
Indoor,
I know it's 7:30.
7:31 flat, maybe. 7:32, something like that.
And I feel like I saw that the mile was like 3:50.5 as well.
Yeah, but I think they're like off a bit. I don't know. Yeah. I think the 3K one's harder.
Oh, I will agree.
The 3K one, like, for indoors, it is harder because it's a straight final.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's less entries.
That's fair.
So it's definitely harder. But it must be like 7:31 because the UNC boys got it.
Yep.
By running 7:30, because they were talking about that.
But also, not to add an extra layer of complexity to this, I do think it's, for like whatever reason, I think as the distances get longer, it's easier to run faster indoors. Does that make sense?
I agree with that.
Oh, like, really? It's really hard to run a quick 800.
10K on the indoors.
They're not running. Like, it would be fast, but hard. They're not running 1:41 indoors.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Like, there's a reason that the mile world record is only 3:47 indoors when you have Yara taking a shot at it and he's like a 3:43 guy. I mean, he's maybe not in 3:43 shape in January, February, but I think there's something to that as well.
Where do you think it evens out?
What do you, like, what distance?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
It's probably around,
3K.
I was about to say, it's probably 3K. Around 3K. Maybe 3K. Can Jakub run 7:17? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. I think.
Maybe it's 3K.
I think Jakub would be cracking 7 minutes probably.
How sick would it be if Jakub was in this 3K field this week?
I heard he's dodging Dylan Jacobs.
100%.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
He did DM me.
Yeah.
Saying he was a little scared.
Your little group chat, you, Jimmy, and
Jimmy and Jakub.
He's being so sneaky that the big race he's doing is 1 week later. Because then he gets to see how fast they run in the mile, and then he gets to say, all right, set the pace to that.
Dude, another prediction. Do we think the world record's going down in the mile? Sorry. To Josh or Yared or company?
Yes.
There's no way it doesn't, right?
What time is it? What
47:01.
Yeah, and Yared's run 47 before.
The last two times.
Did he rip both times? Well,
so.
Yeah.
Every year, I'd say just because every year it seems like everything gets faster and faster.
I think the thing is, with any distance, if you have one person who's at that level, then them breaking the world record is maybe up in the air. If you have two people that are at that level, it's happening.
I think that is the difference, because Yared hasn't necessarily, like, no one was really challenging in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Like, he was, I mean, he did, Wait, was 2 years ago his first time?
Yeah, that was he was so far ahead last year.
But that was, but he wasn't even trying in that race.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen this race? He closes, his last lap is crazy. He's like not even trying to run that fast. And like, I think people thought it was not going to be nearly as fast as it was. And then he just takes off. Last year, like all the pressure was on him and he delivered. I think he led the whole thing last year. Did he get past? No. I don't think so.
No. George and Hobbs were closer to him last year.
Yeah.
But still not like, not as close as we expect Josh to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they do break it. And then, yeah, a week later, Jakob's got a little mile set up. How convenient.
Yeah, on a very fast track as well. In Leven, wherever that place is.
So nobody knows.
Europe.
What time of the year is the most like races that go down where you're just like, whoa, I did not think people were gonna run that?
So
like
indoors.
The beginning of indoors.
I think it has to be like February.
It's always indoors.
Yeah.
What's to about 3 days from now?
There's a couple though, because it's like it's that
this weekend.
Then I remember the 10 last year. I remember seeing that and I was just like, what? Like what just happened?
Yeah.
Like that was unbelievable.
I remember coming off like indoors and just watching like Nico out there and being like, my legs still hurt.
Yeah.
How is this guy doing this?
Dude, I wasn't like racing that time, banged up. I look at my phone, didn't watch it. I see the result. I just put my phone down. I'm like, I'm done.
That's enough social media for today.
Yeah, I guess it's like just whenever the races are set up right, huh?
Yeah, like whenever you get the right people in the right field.
This time of year.
Indoors, they always set up right because you don't have to rely on conditions.
Yep.
Like, yeah. Like, outdoors, you got perfect. Everything's set up well. Oh, fuck, it's windy. It's done.
Yeah.
It's not fast.
Yeah. And every race is just like, it's paced. Every race has a pacer through a certain amount that like is going to crazy time.
They hit.
What if there were no pacers in any races all year? Like every race.
I think
just
indoors
so
is
race.
Even easier than to be faster because of the conditions. As
without
weird
pacers,
as that sounds.
You definitely
need outdoors.
I feel like there's just like the mini factor that college kids need to run fast nowadays to get the qualifier.
Which is everything, like world times. You need to like run fast, like all of it.
Just you can do an indoors double.
Yeah, it's wild.
I would love if Milrose was not paced, but then
that'd be sweet.
But then they like there's just
it would be unbelievable.
That'd be such a sick race. That three K with that many good people with no pacemaker. Oof, I would love to see that.
I mean, it's already going to be like just a lot of people running who are all very fit. Like,
but who knows? Maybe they're not all that fit.
Yeah, I mean, every race there's some that are crazy and some that aren't. Don't show up, but yeah. Why'd you tap?
I don't know what I was going for there.
What was that?
Oh, damn. It's right. There's some people that are just trying to finish.
Yeah.
Shout out to Parker Valby. Did you guys see that comment before the race?
Yeah.
We should go through the women's race at New Balance as well. In her, I don't know if it was the press, I assume it was the press conference, Parker said, my main goal, she said something like this, I just would be happy if I finished the race.
Yeah. Dude, some
the
of
room was silent.
Really?
Dude, there was like, I was
not
like,
a single laugh.
Not like a little, oh. It was just.
It made some great content though after, because then people were commenting on Instagram like on the results when she ran, what she ran,
34, I think.
Something pretty fast. People were like, wow, that's a really good time considering your goal was just to finish. No, but yeah. Kai, you want to give us a rundown of the women's races?
The women's races?
Yeah.
Which,
unfortunately, our teammates did not do that well. They had a kind of a rough one out there.
Yeah.
But luckily, they all have this week to bounce back.
It was just a rust buster.
Exactly.
As we said, like, doesn't matter.
Haven't even touched speed work yet.
Yeah. Just, you guys wait. I mean, that 3K, it was won by Melissa Courtney Bryant.
Yeah. After Elise did a lot of the work after the pacemaker dropped out.
She doubled back 2 days after her mile, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Dude, if you thought doubling four times at Grand Slam was a lot, try adding in just another one to get ready for that. Now it's five times.
Can't get enough of it.
That is true.
It's like, oh, fuck, like doubling Grand Slam four times, like, it's kind of big. All right. I'll go do another one.
Yeah, now she's confident in the Grand Slam.
Yeah, exactly.
She can do it. Yeah.
Do you think that's good prep? Probably is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like what Grant did last year. He said he did his Milrose 5K BU double to simulate races later, simulate Olympics, I guess.
True.
I think you need the prep for that, though. Or is it like if you're just fit, you're just like, you're good.
I don't think you need the prep, but I think maybe for confidence, it could help you knowing that's that you've fair. Done it before successfully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah.
And then woman's mile. I feel like the pacer went out on pace and no one went with.
I didn't watch this one.
You couldn't. How, did you watch it?
I didn't, but no. this is what yeah. Kelsey was saying.
It wasn't like, on the it wasn't in the TV window.
Yeah. Oh it was 10 minutes before. Was, that's yeah. why bullshit. I didn't watch it.
I assumed like it was at 1:51. TV coverage started at 2. I was like, all right, they're gonna like open the TV coverage with like highlights like the last
two
laps.
Yeah, that's what they do sometimes.
They'll be like, all right, this just happened. Didn't mention it once in 2 hours. Yeah. Not once.
It was, like, it was a really good.
Just pretended it didn't happen.
Yeah,
it was bullshit.
Kelsey was saying the pace was supposed to go. I want to say like 2:07.
Yeah.
Through 800, and she ended up going 2:11, but next person was 2:14.
Really?
So like the pacer like slowed really down tactical. And try like accommodate and help out, and
the field,
everyone just
the field
said,
was not interested.
No, thank you.
That so. Was interesting that he said they didn't like the tractor. They didn't think
I've heard that before.
I agree with it.
Really?
Like, did you run on it?
I've ran on it a couple of times, right? And I feel like BU, like you come off the corners and it feels like a burn, like mountain biking, and you come out faster than you went in, and I feel like you don't have that like same acceleration off the turns. And
does it feel bouncy?
Balance. It does, yeah.
It's like a nice mondo, I assume.
It kind of reminds me of like the Arkansas track more so than BU. I really? Don't know.
Well, that's a quick track.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
fast.
Quick.
That's a really fast track.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Interesting. So what ended up happening?
I think it was
after 2:15,
pretty slow, and then. I mean, they kicked it down.
Yeah, I looked
pretty
at the
hard
last
at the end.
Splits, and Heather like, won. She ran like a 60 for the last 400. Like,
what was it, 4:23?
Yeah,
she won it.
Something like that. Like, it was like a 59:60 last lap, so it was a big kick down.
Big cut down, yeah.
Impressive.
All right, let's. Sorry.
No,
you go ahead.
I'm done. Only other thing I was going to mention was Noah Lyles.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is how little I care about him. I watched the 3K. The women's 3K, and then the last race was the men's 60 meters. I just turned it off. Like,
yeah.
don't even care. There's just like four guys running 60 meters on the track. I think the 60 meters is such a boring event compared to the 100. Is that a hot take?
I don't think so. I think that just from a distance standpoint,
it's like
the race is over by the time like you're like, oh, who's winning?
Yeah, and I don't know. I think
for a lot of fans, it would be a hot take though. I think a lot of fans like the quick, like,
you know, like short the 60.
Like,
I just
to me,
don't
the
get
200
it.
Is so much more enjoyable, or like the, I mean, the hurdles, that's fun to watch over like the 60 or 70 meters. But I'm with Morgan here.
Yeah.
No, that's a solid take. But I want to say like New Balance in general was kind of boring. A lot of the races didn't seem that hype compared to, it's like the same level as Milrose.
Mirrors is always so much
like,
bigger.
It's the same gold label. You assume it's like similar money. I don't know what they're doing. They still have those stupid entrances at New Balance.
Yeah.
And it just like didn't have, it doesn't have what Mirrors has. I don't know what it is.
It's New York, baby. It's Mirrors.
It's New York, baby.
New York.
Yeah, and his Tyreek shit is...
I think he's wild. At the point in his career / life where I think he probably looks at everything as like a business, and he's probably like, this is a good business move for my brand.
Yeah, to call he's out getting Tyreek. Publicity. So
yeah, literally. So
fair enough.
I don't know.
Trying to bring joy.
Because anyone could call out any of those guys in the race could call out Tyreek, you know?
Any of them could call out anyone.
Like, all of them are probably faster than Tyreek.
What, did Tyreek run the 60 last year? Was that 2 years ago? He actually did one, remember? Out of blocks.
I think that was a couple of years ago.
He ran like...
He did it like the Masters something.
Yeah, he did run like 6...
We did that 100.
He ran like 6.7. I think he ran like 6.7.
Yeah.
Dude, I still think back to DK Metcalf's 100 meters. I remember seeing that. Dude, this is a massive dude. Just like absolutely hauling.
Damn. What did he run?
10.
He was last, but he still ran 10...
10 high.
Mid? 10 high?
10 mid, 10 high, yeah.
Cool.
But he's like, he's also like just a massive dude.
Yeah,
like,
got an extra like 100 pounds muscle on him.
Yeah,
yeah, that is crazy. All right, Melrose, huh?
Yeah, fun weekend.
Kai, what's your race plan?
What's my race plan? Well, now that I found out this isn't, well, this is going out before the race, I feel like I should throw a false one in there. Right, I'm going to take it from the start. Screw the pacer. Start running like 50s.
50s.
Probably 50s. Do plural.
Yeah. Probably do 1.01. yeah. Sorry, 50 seconds per 200. That was...
Oh, you're going to slow it down.
I'm going to really
you're going to phone the pacemaker.
Yeah.
Slow down. How annoyed do you think the pacemaker would be if you kept trying to do that to them?
Would he still get his bonus? Like, because I feel like you have to take them through like X time, X meters.
I
if you stop him.
Do you get his bonus?
Do I get his bonus?
Oh, okay.
Smart.
These are the questions they should be asking.
You should go for that.
Yeah.
Why does no one ever try that? Like,
because they're doing a nice thing.
Fuck them.
You would come, would people like that? Or would people be like, dude, you're just ruining the race? I don't think people would like it. I don't know.
Nah, people would not.
Well, I remember when I was pacing Peyton Jordan like a couple of years ago for the 5K and Frederico Bruno was in the race. And I was told do 64s through 3K. And so I'm like, yeah, sweet. And next thing I know, like 2.5 laps in, I've hit perfect 64s. He comes up on my shoulder and he starts trying to like talk to me, like, go faster. I'm like, I told you guys before the race, this is what I'm doing. Like, I don't mind that
as much, though. I respect that. You got to be pretty.
He just went. And 6 months later, he.
You got a drug ban.
But he dropped like a sub-4, like, or like a 4-flat mile, like, halfway through the race after yelling at me and me being like, I'm not going. Like,
wait, that did make sense. 64s was too slow for him.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I reckon that if you're behind the pacemaker and you want it to be faster, you can ask the pacemaker to go faster.
You definitely can.
I think that's valid.
Yeah.
Whether or not the pacemaker needs to listen to you is up for debate.
Yeah, I guess you maybe weren't pacing him, you're pacing other people.
I was pacing the boys, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, that you're not going to listen to him. But
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not sacrificing... Unfortunately for them.
All right, so what you do is you get out behind the pacer and you say, hey, bro, slow down.
Relax. Sit in.
Little hot.
Yeah. Hey, put the brakes on. Just
So that's Kai's race plan. What are you doing?
Sit on me. To tell him to slow down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go out and tell him to speed up.
Yo, I'm going to go right behind Kai. He slows down the field. Dylan makes a big move.
Yeah. I'll just cause like a roadblock and try to get you as many like meters as I can.
Sick.
No, I think any race like that, realistically, it's like, you know, it's that deep. You go in with a race plan, but in the middle of it, I mean, you're cooking. You're cooking with the boys. You're just like, all right, if I'm feeling good, I'm going to like have the gears for the end. If I'm not, I'm holding on. Like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, all right, like, races are going that fast. When it's more tactical, I feel like that's when it's a little bit different. But in a race where it's like, all right, we're going to go out, try to hit this crazy fast time, you're just like, all right, let's go.
Do you think you're going to be, like, protective over your position? Will you throw elbows or will you just be happy anywhere?
I'll probably just, like, kick people, but...
Just kick them?
No, I think...
Would you like to be close to the front? Or does that not matter?
Yeah, I think you'd prefer it just because, like... On an indoor track, I feel like the farther you're back, it like feels like extra far. I don't know.
An indoor track feels like you're really far back.
Yeah.
When you're sometimes not.
Like, you could be on the back of the pack, and it feels like they're like making the other turn as you're going into the curve, and you're like, okay, what's going on?
That could be just like half a second. I don't know.
Yeah, but no, I think you would prefer to. You probably prefer to be behind people who you know are gonna be hitting that for sure and staying on it than people who you're like, all right, they might do it and they might fall off, but at the end of the day, it's like, if you want to like run quick, you're probably going to have to pass people at certain points anyway. So
just be ready for anything.
I feel like you feel like moves more in indoors too. Just going around that like extra bend, going high up on the bank does take a lot more out of you. So,
and you have to kind of do it quicker. Almost. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
My advice would be to.
Yeah, we need advice from him, man. This guy.
No, you don't. My advice would be to check the lap counter just like a couple laps out, because me and Dylan together thought there was an extra lap 2 years ago in the 3K.
Really?
And then last year, I thought that I was done a lap early.
Did you not kick?
No, I was just like, I was going with it. He was kicking. I was like, I'm going to try to stay with him, but he has a really good kick. So I was like, I'll just hold on as much as you can. And then all of a sudden, I knew with the lap to go, like you heard the bell ring. But with two laps to go, I was like, oh, we still have like three laps. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we both, I reckon something was off. Because then I held Dylan off.
Maybe
way,
we're just.
I beat Dylan.
Yeah, he did. He did.
But I remember I heard the bell and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
And then we sprinted.
Yeah, we
were
started
like,
going.
Holy shit! It's one lap. Last year, I heard the bell and I was like, "Oh no, that's not good." I just swear we were done. So, trying to like, I would wait like try and wait like 10 laps before looking. You want to look up and like see 5.
That is so true. Like the mental confidence in it of like when you
don't want to look like, up and see 12.
When you see like 4 minutes on the clock and you're like, you feel like you kind of just started, you're like, okay, like I'm in a fine spot. But when you look up, you're like, feeling a little, all right, 201. Okay.
Oh God, there's 10 laps to go. Yeah. Yeah. So that would, I would just like have a double check of the laps.
Yeah.
Kind of in the third K, in the third. Of the race.
I think the excitement, though, of when you're in your first race back in a while is, like, the best part of it. It's, like, you think of all the strategy and all this, and then you get into it, and it's, like, you're probably going to have some regrets, probably going to have some points where you're like, oh, I did that well. But it's, like, it's the first race back in indoor. You're feeling fit, and you're just excited to go.
Hell, yeah. That is exciting. It's very exciting. Sorry.
I would love it. Imagine if Dylan came home with Yard's record.
The thing is, there's a lot of Americans in there who are like,
hey, don't worry about that.
You're gonna beat them all.
What's first? Is the 3K or the mile first?
3K.
that would be funny.
Yeah.
You know, Yard and the mile would just like it'd just be like, oh gosh.
He'd run 3:45. That'd be awesome. Why don't we show you do a quick run through of. Just mostly our teammates are doing all the other races. Because I think this is getting a little bit long.
Good idea. Yeah.
And we got Sage dropping down to the 800 again.
Yeah, and all the races here are so stacked this year.
Yeah. I feel like everyone seems to be dropping down in distance except for Ollie. He's joining us in that 3K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, going up.
Good fun. We got Josette and Olivia.
That that's probably got to feel good for Sage. Like, you finish mile, you're like, yeah, I got an 800 next. Like, she likes the 8. She prefers it. That's like...
She loves the 8.
Yeah. It's got to be a good feeling going into that.
Definitely.
For sure. You got Olivia, Josette, and CJ racing the 3K.
So. Yeah. Who else is in the 3K?
I saw Tui and Chris Schweitzer.
Okay, so that's going to be an interesting race.
Shelby, maybe. Who knows?
TBD. Like, up there, after Boston. That's going to be sick. All those women on our team are, I think, very fit, very ready to go.
Yeah, and then I guess the women's mile has just about everyone as well, like same as the men's side. So got Jess Hull starting it off, and Nikki Hiltz, Lise Cranny, Heather McLean, and then we got Cinta Meyer showing them who's boss. So.
Dang right.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one.
That's a very good feel.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many names I feel like I left out of that too. But
what did Ali say? Jess Hull was like, she was a little sick or something. That's why she didn't.
That's why she didn't race New Balance.
Yeah, too. I guess we'll see how she's feeling for this one. Yeah. But even without her, I think it's going to be a really, 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 really fast race because I think these women are at the point where they can go out really fast and close really fast, even in fast races. So the times are just like bonkers now. So I reckon this one's going to be like that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be sick.
Do we see a women's record? World record?
I think that... What's the world record? I don't know what the indoor world record is for the women's mile. But... It'd be interesting to know what the American record is as well.
4:17 is by the women's indoor mile record by a Romanian...
World?
Yeah.
A Romanian?
Yep.
Who the hell is that?
I could have sworn.
Doina Malinte?
I could have sworn Ella's run like 4:16.
I think she must be 4:17 then.
Must be.
I know some years at Milrose have run.
This is what Wikipedia is saying. So, yeah, back in 1990.
Wow.
One record.
Whoa. That's unreal.
Yeah.
And then we got a nice crew in the mile? Or just Falcon?
Falcon and... Yard, I think, right?
Yeah. Yard. Less than normal, I guess.
That's it.
Yeah.
Leading us out.
We're a distance team now.
Let's go. Let's move up. Half marathon.
Half marathon.
Yeah. I don't know. There's not much previewing that really has to be done. I mean, we've already talked about all the races quite a bit, but you just know that every race is going to have good pacemaking and people are going to run fast. But then also there's going to be a lot of competing in all these races. So they're all just going to be so sick. And it's going to set the tone for the rest of the year, I guess. So it's going to be sweet. Milrose is like, there's no better indoor meet than Milrose any year. I don't think World Indoors, maybe that's the only one that's up there. But apart from that, in terms of the normal like tour races or whatever you want to call them, this might be biased American talking, but
Milrose is American.
Yeah, what?
American perspective, you know. We're in America.
The atmosphere.
Actually, that's what I'm hearing. You know, they have a Australian short track championships now. Did you see that?
No.
Do they have a New Zealand one?
Not yet, but I did see that. I'm sure
they're
Australian
short track championships. Yeah. It's just on an outdoor track, though. So,
do you think this is
it's just
best?
To qualify for indoors? Yeah. I think, right?
Yeah.
You think this is the best atmosphere though out of any indoor race?
Yeah.
Because it's any interesting. Because I feel like outdoor races in the U.S. are not as hyped up as outdoor races across the world, but then indoor races at like Milrose and stuff are like unreal. Which is kind of it's interesting how that plays out.
About like the stadiums and the crowds. Like the stadium,
you're so much closer.
Yeah, the setting for Milrose is just like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah,
the vibes are they're so loud, it's so amazing, and it's got such history as well.
That does make great outdoor races when people are like coming up on the track. They like shut it
when
off
when you're allowed in lane three.
Yeah, like that makes it real exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're jealous that you guys get to go out and race it. Such an amazing meet, but excited to see you guys go crush it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Good luck, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sweet. Want to sign us off?
Thanks again for listening, guys.
Can you do Morgan's voice though?
Sorry. What's up, guys? Thanks for listening. This has been another episode. What was this?
172, I think.
170.
Yeah.
170, isn't it? 172. 172. Yeah. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.